There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking about the business of rock concerts. Dubai is set to host the region's first completely sustainable rock concert. And we are joined now by the man behind it, Carl Fielder, CEO and chairman of The Neutral Group. Carl, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brandy.
Do you want to tell me what you're doing here?
With the concert or what I'm doing on the phone this morning?
With the concert.
With the concert, what we wanted to try and do is to show people today, here and now, that we can actually do something significant that has net zero impact on the planet. A lot of governments, there's now 7 or 8 governments around the world that have signed up to a legal commitment to take their countries to net zero by a certain date in the future. And the head of the United Nations has called on all countries to pledge a net zero goal. What we want to do is to show people how we can actually do it.
So you're doing that with a completely sustainable rock concert. What's going to make it completely sustainable?
There's 3 stages in doing this. One is assess, one reduce, and one replace. So we're assessing the carbon footprint of the entire event. That includes all the flights, all the hotel, all the accommodation, all of the materials that will be consumed at the event, all of the food, everything that's happening at the event. Then we're reducing where we can, and one of the ways we can is we're providing the power for the event, for all of the stage and lighting. That's going to be done with our 100% biofuel, so we'll be putting that into generators, and that'll have zero carbon footprint. And then we're replacing the carbon footprint of the entire event by planting trees in a project in the south of the Philippines.
What is usually the biggest environmental impact of your average concert?
It's actually power, normally. The transportation component is important, but it's not actually that huge, especially in Dubai, where we've got a fantastic electric metro system. But it's the power that goes into it. Dubai was doing some fantastic things to reduce the carbon footprint of their power. What we're doing is taking it to absolute zero.
Carl, you mentioned there that the whole concert is going to be powered by your biodiesel, your biofuels. Was the process of collecting that, because you go around and collect chip fuel from restaurants, etc., was the process of collecting that oil in the first place 100% sustainable?
That's actually calculated into it, but most of the fuel that we make is actually collected by McDonald's in their trucks that are running on 100% biofuel. And that's the primary source of what we're using here. But thanks, Malcolm.
How are you going to try and offset the stuff that you can't control? The people who may or may not drive to the concert, food and beverage, the containers that it comes in, the food miles of the food that comes in?
So we've partnered with 2 great organizations. One is Degrade, which is a Dubai-based company, which actually collects waste bottles and PET plastic and recycles that back into yarn, which is then used in clothing. And all of the merch from the event, the T-shirts, the caps, everything else, all of the merch is going to be used using Dubai's recycled plastic. So the T-shirts and caps will come from that. All the event waste plastic is going to be collected by Degrade and will be recycled in Dubai into yet more plastic T-shirts, plastic-based T-shirts and caps. And then we've also partnered with an American organization. This is a global partnership we have. We call One Tree Planted. They run a number of organizational projects around the world where they specifically chosen high-impact tree planting programs where we can work with them in order to completely offset all of the remaining carbon footprint that we can't get rid of.
So what does the balance sheet for this look like, Carl? I mean, the concert's taking place mid-November. Are you expecting ticket sales to completely cover it? Will it be profitable?
It's a risk. It's like any of my entrepreneurial ventures. If you're going to do something pioneering, you've got to be prepared to take a risk. So we're risking quite a sizable chunk of money based on the fact that we think that people will buy the tickets and come to the event. We've got 3 fantastic bands flying in from the Philippines, Cushe, Razorback, and Urban Dub. We're also showing off one of the local Dubai bands that's going to be demonstrating that we've actually got great musicians here. And all of this wrapped together should ensure that we sell out the entire event a few months in advance.
Carl, isn't the Dubai-based band, hasn't that got a certain Carl Fielder as lead singer?
Well, actually, we've got 2 Dubai-based bands, Malcolm, but yes, one of them is my band.
And you will be performing at the concert?
I will be putting on a stunning show at the concert with a bunch of professional musicians providing real credibility.
What's the date for the concert?
15th of November. You can get tickets on Platinum List and on Virgin. They're available now. It's a fantastic event and a fantastic way of Dubai showing the rest of the world that we really can do stuff net zero, even in the heart of the fossil fuel capital of the world.
Carl, just before we let you go, listeners may have realised that there is a little bit of a hollow echo on your line, and that's because you're somewhere very interesting at the moment.
Yeah, I'm on a retreat organised by Unreasonable Group and Barclays Capital that's brought together 15 of some of the most pioneering entrepreneurs in the world to try and solve big global problems, such as Ecoware out of India. They make 100% recyclable tableware, paper things and stuff that actually is compostable within 90 days. And David Katz from Plastic Bank, who has organized a bank that uses plastic, waste plastic as currency for underprivileged people. And these are some of the most pioneering people I've ever met in my life. It's fantastic, and they really give us a ray of hope that we are going to get there. We will come up with a net zero plan, and we will change the way that our planet works.
Carl Fielder, CEO and Chairman of The Neutral Group, thanks for speaking to us from your island this morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.